So it's day two of South by Southwest, and day three, actually. I'm kind of getting lost in myself, yeah. And the sun has finally come out, and just finished a really interesting panel, The Future of Social Video, and I am with?
Oren Boyman.
And Oren, tell us a bit about your app, what it's called, what it does, and then we can kind of get into the detail of it.
Right, so Magisto is actually a service. It's a service with several clients in Android and iOS and the web that helps you become, the average users, to become a professional videographer essentially in a few clicks. It uses extremely sophisticated technology in the cloud that it's an AI-based technology that understands what's going on inside your videos and photos and edits the videos for you in a few minutes on the cloud. Mm-hmm. Complete automatically, and what you usually get is something very compelling, moving, that you want to keep as a keepsake.
So, really interesting, like lots of really interesting stuff. I guess first off, the company's been going since, is it 2011?
The app was actually launched in CES 2012. This is January 2012.
And it won best mobile app,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was the best mobile application since then, and it's interesting to see that we're seeing more, the growth of the application grows faster and faster. I mean, and it's almost everything here is direct and organic, so we're really glad that it seems like this entire domain is lifted right now.
So I think kind of it's probably quite well known that you've been called the Instagram of video, which I don't know whether that's a good description or not. But it is interesting. Again, a lot of the panel was talking about the fact that video obviously people are creating lots of video on smartphones, but then actually being able to do anything with it is less easy. So I guess, do you want to talk a bit about kind of solving that problem for people?
Right. So I think that we're not Instagram for video, right? But there is a need for something that resembles Instagram in the ease of use, to turn the videos and photos that we all have and we capture in amazing amounts in our smartphones to get the essence of it, the one thing that you want to share. Because each and every video that we capture are usually either too long or boring for us to share. We need to get an edited version of the video to make it compelling. That's what we consume as consumers when we get to TV and we see movies. We see very highly produced and edited videos. The raw content is something we almost never, we're never willing to consume, and that's what we need also in the social space. So that is what we're trying to do. We try to make it as easy as possible. The interaction with Magisto before creating a video is something like 20 seconds. And it is about kind of selecting a style, the way you want to edit your video, and that will impact the emotional impact that the video is going to have. It might be funny, it might be sentimental, it might be romantic, depending on what you want. And Magisto helps you get there without all the complication of doing it yourself.
And I guess, I mean, the interesting thing is that obviously YouTube, tells us that everybody loves video, everyone loves watching video, but up until now, like you say, for the average user, actually editing video is beyond capability. I guess one of the challenges with any kind of app or any kind of service or whatever is getting it to, is getting that user base beyond perhaps tech early adopters or people who are likely to just be interested in this stuff. But presumably that is something that you want and need to do. So how do you go about getting to that kind of mass audience?
Right. So obviously distribution is kind of the main problem that every startup face. What we're seeing right now very big and organic growth. So we just added 1 million users last month, and it seems that the pace is just increasing. So Magisto is kind of viral inherently because people are creating those videos to share them. When people share those videos, they get to the friends and friends and friends. When they view the video, they get exposed to that and understand for the first time that you can create a video edit like that in 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. So they want it for their own. So that's kind of the way Magisto spreads. Okay. And we see a lot of word of mouth around Magisto. that helps to create growth. Yeah. But again, I mean, we're in a time that getting featured in Google Play is probably better than being on prime time on TV. And that's, so we were featured several times by Google Play and in iTunes homepage, and we're featured right now by Samsung worldwide in the Galaxy devices. So this helps you to accelerate things.
Interesting. And just in talk, in terms of the videos themselves, so once you've used Majesto to create a video, edit a video, you can download that, you can do whatever you like with it. Again, there was an interesting question in the panel about kind of ownership of this sort of content. So do you want to just explain how that works?
Sure. So, I mean, essentially you're the owner, okay, and the videos are private. But if you want to download an offline copy, an unbranded copy, that's where you pay. That's kind of the service you pay for Majesto for editing your videos. In terms of your control on who you want to view that, that's completely your control. You can share it whatever you want. And in terms of ownership, then again, if you want to have offline copies of what you create with Majesto, then if you're a premium user, you get it for free.
Okay. I guess finally then, what are your kind of plans? I mean, obviously, you want to kind of get more and more users and so on, but generally in terms of the app, are there any other, I don't know, anything to do with social discovery or anything to, I think I read somewhere you were looking at collaborative video making. So do you just tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So the first stage that we wanted to kind of expand Majesto beyond just the creation flow is we added in CES this year, we've added what we call video albums. These are kind of curated places to hold the episodes you created with Majesto about your life. It's similar to WhatsApp, the messaging application, but visual. So you have a group of people interacting around, each can contribute his own Majesto videos and own episodes, and this can be the album of my family life, or my life with my friends, or just the trip that I did to some place last weekend. So we these curated places, I think, are also kind of something that's missing right now for personal video content, and it kind of falls in between Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. There's no kind of place for this, so that's why we built it. And in terms of collaboration, so right now the albums let you create collaboration and consumption, but there is also a lot of place for collaboration and creation, because we all kind of capture the same events at the same time with all the smartphones. So we will let you do that in a couple of months. You'll be able to create together, essentially, again, in real time, automatically, and your content that you're going to get from Majesto is, I mean, it's already very good. I mean, 90% of the videos that Majesto creates are rated by the users that created them 4 to 5 stars. But when it comes to collaborative creation, I think that's where people are going to be completely blown away, because it's being able to look at the content from several cameras. It's something that we are now as consumers only used to see on TV. We only used to see that on film. Being able to see yourself all around from, let's say, 10 cameras in a wedding, that's something completely different in the way it looks, and I think it's going to be huge. One more thing that's related to that space, I think there is in terms of the social interaction between I'd say even the basic interaction between users and brands, I think that video is completely misused today. I think that brands use it in a very old-fashioned way, and that is trying to create their own content like commercials to the brand and put it in a channel. I think that what we provide, and this is I think it's going to be huge, to work with brands that understands that they can make their users create commercials for them because of interacting with the brand using what we have right now is branded themes. And that is a way for users to do something with the brand that they like and share it with their friends, because it's part of their life experience. It's not as commercials, but it's part of me.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different and emotional way to connect with a brand, something that's non-existent today.
So, I mean, potentially then, is it something you would, as part of the kind of business model or whatever, would you look at, or are you looking at considering working with companies to kind of help them, create better content?
definitely. So first, I mean, we're trying to work with kind of the whole tail of the distribution in terms of working with consumers. You also have an API that lets developers that developers can use it in order to bring the Magista magic to their users, depending on what they want. So we've seen real estate agents try to do that for selling their houses, okay? And we see lots of users for that in fashion, etc. And I think it's also very interesting. But again, we're trying to provide more and more solutions to interact with the bigger players also, again, branding their themes to help potentially hundreds of thousands of users create so many videos that we generate in return millions of views. This is kind of a long tail social video, but interacts with the brand.
Excellent. Thank you very much.